today in North America. I think it's a little bit better in Europe, but in North America, if you add it up very carefully over a 24-hour period, then there are 3,000 marketing messages every day coming into your brain. That means if you add up the, you know, the TV spots and the radio spots in your car and the billboards you're driving by and the logos on our shirts and on the buildings and on our appliances, if you add it all up in a 24-hour period, it comes to 3,000 marketing messages a day. And this is how you grow up in North America. 3,000 marketing messages a day telling you that it's okay if you want to be happy, buy a car, have a Big Mac, you know, do something. And so they have created that kind of a meaning. So if you want to make a cultural revolution, then you have to create a different kind of a meaning.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world, a world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 24 is Buy Nothing Day.
You start creating what I call cognitive dissonance. You start saying things which create moments of truth for people. So what was that? Buy Nothing Day? What does that mean, Buy Nothing Day? Isn't that a bunch of bullshit? What does it mean, Buy Nothing Day? But if you think about it, then you realize that maybe there's a connection between buying and the killing the planet. And maybe if you... On July the 4th, if you go out to celebrate, you know, the American independence, and suddenly you look up at the flag, and the flag looks like an American flag, but then you suddenly notice that in the stars, the stars are not stars, they're actually corporate logos. And first of all, you're really outraged, you think, fuck. How can some bastards do this to my flag? But then maybe when you have a little talk with your friend, or maybe you have to hear some interview on the radio or something, then maybe you realize that America is no longer a democracy. It's now a corporate state. Using the weapons of the commercial culture against itself is very, very powerful. You know, if you want to go against McDonald's, then they are spending $1.5 billion a year worldwide telling people how fantastic their Big Macs are. On the other side, we have groups like McLibel and Adbusters. Our budgets are almost zero. So how do you fight that kind of a $1.5 billion power? Well, we take, a bottle of Absolut vodka and we give it a drooping penis. Or we take a Nike logo and we do something with it, you know, that... Or we start letting off stink bombs in Nike stores and we say that, the smell of swoosh is rotten eggs. Eventually, as we start winning this war, and then eventually we will have to come up with something new.
You hear me?
I think that today, designers and visual communicators, these are the people who are creating the cool.
Yeah.
They are the people who are really putting the glitz on capitalism. They are the ones who are keeping the whole system going, because they are so... You just can't resist, you know, a beautiful, slick image that suddenly happens in front of you on your TV set or in a magazine. It is so... You just can't... It just... You stop thinking and it just works. And if you want to start a cultural revolution, you have to do the same thing. So that's the reason why we want to have this big dialogue with designers and visual communicators, and we're saying to them, come on over to the other side. You know, come over to our side. It's much more exciting working for a cultural revolution than it is to sell another bottle of Coca-Cola.
Design is almost synonymous with commercialism. I mean, that to be a designer is to work in advertising, to be a designer is to work in product design. The rest of it is kind of marginal and strange. And that if you, that, but yes, of course you can express your desire for social responsibility, but you do it by responsibly sending out challenging messages within your advertising. So, you know, if you're Olivieri Toscani, that means that you use the spaces that you have created by Benetton to send anti-racism messages instead of messages to buy sweaters and so on. And there is this furious idea trade and this disassociation between idea and belief, between idea and action. And ideas are just picked up, you know, stuck here, stuck there. Oh, that's a good idea. That's you know, we'll use that for Benetton. We'll use that for Nike. And it creates, I think, a powerful dissonance within the culture, and it breeds a greater cynicism in the end, even though I believe that many people go into it with the best of intentions, that when ideas are divorced from belief, when they are taken totally out of context and used to sell running shoes, treated as raw commodity, and privatized, I think it creates a very deep alienation, and we lose something truly precious and public. So I think that the social responsibility in design at this point in history is to carve out public spaces and to help in that project, which is a project that, you know, that is ongoing on many, many different fronts and desperately needs designers and artists.